Hey everyone, welcome to Gayatri Luck India, in shortly GLI. Okay guys, I want to say this thing. Looking beautiful is different, feeling beautiful is different. I always feel beautiful, but looking beautiful is not up to me because we have a definition here for beauty. It's like you have to look like a Hollywood or a Bollywood heroine with size zero, fair skin, tall, long hair. That's it. And if you don't fall in this category, they expect you to pay more dowry. I never know all this before 2015. I came to reality check only that, oh yeah, it's time I have to get married, and my matrimony people, even though we didn't invite them, they themselves showed up. Like, yeah, you have a daughter? Okay, what is her range? Oh, she's black. Oh, she's fat. Oh, she doesn't have a job. She doesn't have a degree. That means she's supposed to marry to a postman or a small school teacher. That's the standard. That's her market value. If not, and my father has to pay more dowry or else no one would marry me. That's the fear, like, oh God, this is how people think. I don't know. Nobody told me before. My parents are also surprised. Oh, like my daughter can speak English, Hindi better. Okay, she can manage. No, we don't need all those things. All we need, okay, I am tired of all these things. Not that I am not raised well. I have no option and I admitted I am not beautiful. I am ugly. Because hospital doctor expected me to accept I am a characterless. So I accepted there, or else I would have never been alive. Don't know, first time they gave injection, I slept for 5 days. After counseling, if I argue, I may sleep for lifetime. So I agreed I'm characterless, and then came up with these matrimony people. They showed up all of a sudden and decided that I don't fit for anything. Things what they want is post-graduation or else corporate job, a girl who has corporate job. And what else? They should pay more dowry. Yeah, land. Why did my father not buy a land? Now, how will he marry? How he'll get me married? It's impossible. We are bank employees. We don't invest on land because we can't keep it in pocket and go whenever we have transfer. We invest on shares and that never comes. We invest on gold and that's not enough. So this is how people think. So after all this, all sides, see, I can't go out of my house. I'm house arrested. So with that burden, I have little bit insecurity because of my past experience. So I feel low self-esteem when it comes to beauty, because everyone who steps into my house, Gayatri, you have to reduce half of your weight. More than half of my weight, I have to become size zero all of a sudden. Like, okay, it's long time, but my body composition or my body, it's basically solid and I'm fat. Even I try also, I can't. I tried many times. I'm naturally like this. I can't. Summer even expected me to go for surgeries so that I come into right measurements. They have fixed measurements, size zeros, certain skin tone. If you don't fall into the category, then no one will marry you. Arranged marriages, I'm saying. Of course, even love marriages, I don't know. Love marriages are also based on beauty only, right? If girl is not beautiful, no one will love her. That's the point here. And so first cash, they'll see. Cash, land, assets, how much will you give? Then girl's beauty, how she is like, yeah, I don't fit any of this category. Then you should have insane cooking skills to impress, and which I don't, which I can't. I read book and cook. I read two sentences, I cook and come back and read again. Even Maggie today also, I should read. I made Maggie thousands of times in my house, but still, without reading, I can't do it. That's the basic nature I have towards cooking. That's it. So it's hard. So people, when they say low about me, you're not well raised because of you have so low self-esteem, I feel they're not hurting me, they're insulting my parents. If I am not good, then I am not good. You can't blame my parents. See, I'll tell you all a story. As usual, Gayatri is good at telling stories from the beginning. Okay, I'll tell you a story of what there is a father. He's drunker. he has two sons, twins. Both have same identical twins. They both are raised in same situations, same circumstances. They stick together, but at the end, one became drunker like his father and one did not. The first one, we asked, like, why did you drunk? The first one is like, my father is a drunker, so I saw him and I automatically became him. It's because of him I got it in DNA. Second one, he told, like, my father is a drunker, I saw the disadvantages of it, I made myself cautious and avoided drinking. I avoided drinking because my father is a drunker. And first one, I drink because my father is a drunker. After a point of time, you cannot expect the influence of, like, parents, we have, right? Children don't do what they tell, what we tell them to do, but they do what parents tell them to do. Sorry, I'm not getting this. Will Smith has demonstrated it very well. Children follows the footsteps of the parents. Yes, but not in all circumstances. Every statement has its own exception, and every statement has limitations. Every rule has exceptions. It's not always they follow footsteps. Sometimes they learn the lesson and avoid those mistakes. Both are right. We can't, like, when you say children don't do what we tell them to do, teachers may tell them to do certain things, but they don't do. But they will copy the parents. That's what he said. Yes, children do copy parents. But after a point of time, every statement has a limitation and every rule has an exception. In exceptional cases, we are not like them. When we learn the lesson and when we are cautious and we put that aside, so these things can happen. Don't say that just because I have one weakness inside me, craving for beauty, looking beautiful, and nobody personally came and told me in a way that I look beautiful, that I felt they say it and mean it. They just say formally. I never felt, I'm looking for that for years. No one said, so I have that certain bit of that thing, low self-esteem, I accept. Nobody is perfect. I have that, and I have craving for that small appreciation, which I never will get in my life. So don't blame my parents that they didn't raise me well. If it is a wrong thing, then that total fault goes to me. Total blame has to be on me, not my parents, because my mother never told anything. Like, she all, for my mother, I am the most beautiful girl. We have story in Akbar Birbal where king says, my son is the most beautiful, best beautiful looking boy in the world. Then Birbal denies it. Birbal says, no, your son is not the most beautiful one. Then Akbar gets angry. Then they go. Birbal takes them to a person, a boy, who is very like, his nose is running, he's so black, dark, very ugly. Like, everyone said, what is this? This is ugly boy. You're comparing him to my prince? It's no way. He's ugly. Everyone who came with Akbar and Birbal, courtiers, all those people starts talking down on them. Then mother comes with big knife, not knife, what you call, goddali we call. I don't know what's called, what you call in axe. Something like that. She brings up and tries to kill them. Like, if you say one word against my son, I will kill you. For a mother, her son or her daughter is the most beautiful one. Beauty lies in the beholders of eye. Beauty lies in the eyes of the beholder. So it lies in your own way. Beauty lies in the eyes of the beholder. For mother's eyes, no matter how the child is, they are beautiful in their eyes. So just because I was craving for beauty, I was feeling not beautiful, then that blame goes to me, not my mom. So never say that again. It hurts. For a mother, their children are the beautiful ones. That's it. That's why king felt that his prince is beautiful than anyone else. Handsome or beautiful, I don't know what to say. So is with this mother. For her eyes, her son is the most beautiful one. You look with color and caste and everything, you defer them, but mother doesn't. She loves her children no matter how you look. Beauty lies in the eyes of the beholder. I know all this, but still somewhere I have some craving, and that doesn't want, I don't want others to take advantage of it and talk down on my parents that they didn't raise me well. I hope you got the point, Cleo. For the one who particularly wrote and I saw, I don't know, I felt it is somewhat to do with me. Not me, anyone, it's right. You can't say to that anyone. If not me, someone else read it. They might have the same feeling on some particular scenario. You can't say that to anyone. Just because other people's children are more active, you can't blame others like we are less active. So that's it. Thanks and have a nice day.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.